free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
I started AI demos with the simple thought. Test AI tools, create useful demos, and help people understand what is actually possible with AI. But I think the bigger direction is becoming clearer now. AI demos should not be just a website for humans. It should become a public reference layer for AI tools. Because discovery is changing, people may not always search on Google and click a website. They may ask ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, Gemini, or some AI agents. So the real question is not only how do we get more website views, the bigger question is how do we make AI demos useful enough that humans, LLMs, AI agents, developers, and tool companies can use it as a trusted source. That means our work has to be more than articles. It has to be structured, it has to be artifact-backed, it has to show real taste, real observation, real screenshots, real comparisons, and real observations. It has to show real taste, real outputs, screenshots, comparisons, and real observations. We are not trying to build another AI tool directory. We are trying to build a structured, reusable intelligence about AI tools. A place where someone can understand which tool works for which use case. What was actually tested? Where did the tool perform well? Where did it fail? What artifacts prove it? And eventually, this should not only be available as a website pages. It should be available as a markdown, structured data, APIs, MCP server, and agent accessible knowledge. This can make AI demos useful not only for readers, but also for the AI systems that will shape how people discover information in the future. This is the kind of work I want to build. Not just content, a reference ground for AI tool discovery. If this kind of work excites you, especially if you care about AI research, product thinking, content quality, data structure, agents, and building things that can matter over the long term, I would love to connect.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.